This is the time of unveiling. This is the time, oh my gosh. So the sequencing that's coming through is very revealing, and they're showing me a baby. So the baby is us. It's our birth. It's our rebirth. Now, this is very important because we've been birthed in the physical sense. Obviously, here we are. But we're being rebirthed in our new acquaintance. So that means that it's time to dance. That means it's time to explore. That means it's time to get ready to acquaint ourselves with our, I'm going to use the word advanced inheritance, just because we understand when we're using our mind what that entails. It means to go beyond. It means that the number sequencing, I just literally see like all these numbers, like it's like a computer program or whatever, where it's just like all these, almost like the Matrix, when you saw all those numbers, I think that's what it was. But anyway, regardless, numbers. And they're just coming and coming and coming. And so they're showing me the Oracle card where it says Master. So again, we being the master. Now we're the master of our destiny in consciousness. Now that's very, very relevant, because what we're doing is we're playing with intention. We're playing with new supposition. In other words, we're extending our value to self. So this is sort of like a piggyback to the daily message. We're extending our value to self. We're understanding the value of our commodity. Now this is very, very relevant, because as we increase in frequency, as we increase in delight, we have turnabout. In other words, old gestures, old habits, old formations are literally breaking off. In other words, it's like, I don't need that anymore. So they're saying, and they're showing me the card of emotional control, like letting go of our old tendencies. Now we think that's us, because we think we're our personality, and we kind of all kind of know our personality, good, bad, or otherwise. So that's just a framework. That's just a response system to the egoic trials and tribulations. In other words, we ricochet off past events. We ricochet off past extensions. In other words, the energies your parents were holding, the energies all those that you came into contact with were holding. And so as we bounce off it, as we react to it, that's actually our personality. So that's where we've got our defenses. That's where we've got our coping skills. And so we have all these attributes of self at play that we are ready to extinguish. In other words, as we move into our true commodity, as we move into our true holiness, we like rid ourselves of our past. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't remember. It just means that you operate from your own true sense of wonder, your own true sense of value, your own true sense of delight. And so you, in fact, liberate self. So that's what we're being offered here, is a chance to begin again in terms of our liberal lifestyle. In other words, seeking our divine truth, honoring our holiness. So in other words, when we are obligated to ourselves, when we're aligned to our own vision, when we're aligned to our higher self, that like we literally, the energy is coming forth. It's like we have angel wings of expansion, and we no longer are tethered to those past constraints. So as we receive this offering, as we receive this energy exchange, it's for our enlightenment. So in other words, enlightening our consciousness, helping us to locate our own passage, helping us to locate our own arrival, so that we can fly. When I say fly, it's like we carry that higher expansion, as we carry that higher value, where we're no longer tethered to the old response system. In other words, reacting to someone else's ego, reacting to, okay, this is the way to stay safe, or this is the way to get out of trouble, or this is the way to get rewarded. So as we will, oh my God, the energy, as we will receive the offering, as we will receive our delight, they keep emphasizing that word because it's bringing the light into divine union with our true self. So as we will acknowledge the light, as we will honor and acknowledge our presence. Now, our presence is our illuminated self. So the energies that are coming through, the offering that's coming through, is coming through for our new station in life. And so when I'm receiving everyone is bright white light. That is all I see in you. That's literally all I see. So in other words, it's like seeing and abiding by the Christ presence, where nothing else really exists unless we claim it. So we're learning how to honor that true entitlement. We're learning how to honor that true exposure. Because the more that we seek our own divine guidance, the more that we seek our own heavenly reach, we're all masters, we all channel, we're all healers. And so we're learning how to speak with ease. In other words, to receive our own grace, to receive our own habitual response. So Mary Magdalene is present. And she, oh my God, the energy, whew, she is honoring us. And she's saying this is very, very relevant because this is the time to receive yourself in your fullness. So in other words, it's like we're calling in, they want to explain this. She's arriving because of our summoning. So everyone's like, well, I got nothing else to do, I'll turn on to this program. But remember, you're committed to your higher values. So the program that's being offered comes through the organization of our higher selves in totality. What comes through is what we are consenting, what we have ordered. In other words, it's driven from our own claim. Now that's very, very important for those of us that still somehow feel that we're like little birds just hoping to get fed, hoping a master will notice us. They're saying it's time for turnabout. It is very vital that we each take responsibility for our path, for our walk, because we're the ones in authority. There's no outer realm that's saying, well, this is when you become enlightened, or this is when you let go of that addictive behavior, or whatever it is. Each step of the way comes forth because we are granting ourselves permission in unison. So they're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So it's like, in English, it is here for the taking or the arriving. So Merlin is here, and he's been here quite often of late, and he's helping us understand how to acquaint ourselves with our brilliance. Now, this is very, very relevant for those that have learned how to be chameleons, how to redefine themselves depending on the environment, like looking how to read the signals from others. There are some here that are very outer sensitive. In other words, you're constantly reading signals from the environment and acclimating as such. So what Merlin is offering you is a chance at stardom. What this is like an amplification so you can feel your own self, so you can feel your own essence. Because again, because we're all empaths, we're all sensitives, some of us need a little bit of retracing, a little bit of balance back to our own kingdom, back to our own queendom, because we're interfacing with our higher self. That's our destiny, to bring that divine self into alignment where we are the Christ. We, each of us, are walking in our true remembrance. So in order to bring that into claim, it's a matter of process of reestablishing our own divine authority. So in English, hearing yourself again, aligning with self, honoring self, paying attention to self. So for those that have suffered infirmities, So these would be like traumatic experiences, or, you know, sometimes it's not even really traumatic. It's just, it is for the sensitive soul experiencing it. So there's like a continuum in terms of severity. But again, you want to remember the power that is driving each of us. It matters not the process of past events, of past conduct. They're saying come home to your own establishment. So as we align with ourselves with divine will, as we align with ourselves with grace, as we come into our full embodiment, the offering is here again to make all things possible, so that we are connected to our higher self, so that we can hear our own guidance, so that we can honor our own truth. Now, it's coming in intervals. So some are like, where's my new career? Where's my new relationship? Where they're simply trying to get you to eat the orange or the apple today. In other words, learning how to honor your own relevance. Not because Google News said this is what you should eat, but because your own internal system is guiding. That's what we're learning to do, where we're learning how to reconnect the system, the internal approach to our own abilities, to our own inflections. So this is where we're becoming sensitive, which we've all been very, very good at, but we're turning the tables and becoming sensitive to our own divine heart, to our own instructions. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this with delight, it's like I literally see light going off. It's like, oh my gosh, it's almost like one of those old ping-pong, those ball machines where it's like ding, 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 ding. So this are the light codes that you each are receiving. And so as we receive this, here comes Mary Magdalene. I had a feeling she would be returning. So again, she is offering us our own, she's showing me like a mirror so that we can see ourselves. And so just like that daily message where we are assigning value to ourselves. So her gift, her offering is to see ourselves in our rightful state. Again, beyond the illusion of fear, beyond the illusion of judgment, beyond the projection that we all took on. Because when we came into this timeline, it's like we assimilated. So again, we've been functioning out of ego. And so as she's holding this mirror, it's actually like a prism, but there's a side of it that has this reflective influence. And she's offering that to each for us to see ourselves, there is confirmation, thank you, to see ourselves in new claim, to see ourselves in our innocence, to see ourselves in our highest establishment, to see ourselves as the Christ in our truth, beyond this embodiment, beyond this focus. So as we will receive these gifts, now here's the important part of this. Receptivity. There are those that are still responding to others. They're saying, you know yourself by name. You know yourself by name. You're responding to others as a way of avoidance of self. It's very easy to attend to another, but you keep staying at the same position. So this is the time of, they're saying, trial and error, because it may take one or two or three times to get used to opening up the corral and letting your own horse out, letting your own gaze, letting your own advancement. It's so funny. I'm just going to stop. Well, I'll finish. I'll tell it later. So this is about permission. Again, our own receptivity. We can only offer to another what we possess ourselves. So even though some of us are magnificent healers, the truth is we can only take another as far as we have advanced. And that's the truth. So you understand the importance when we're here to serve, when we're here to awaken humanity. It is most relevant to hold the keys yourself, to allow the wounds to heal, to receive the highest regard, to receive, it looks like a prism, and then on one side of it, it's helping you to see yourself in your truth, in your innocence, beyond blame, beyond judgment, beyond reason. When we fall in love with another, what we're doing is falling in love with ourselves, because the other sees us in our perfection. And so we grasp to that mirror. We're like, come back, I need you. Marry me, date me. Because it feels so good to feel our true self, to feel ourselves in innocence. Anything that you're using or you think will solve your problem is going to be a crutch if it's an outer element, including your next brilliant healing career, which many are entitled to, by the way. But they're saying first things first, first things first. Come back upon yourself. Meet the beloved within. Receive grace. Receive kindness. Receive your true reflection. So as we receive these endowments, as we receive, they're saying these love potions. They're playing me the song, Love Potion Number 9. Show my age. A beautiful age. A beautiful age. They're correcting me when I said that. Show my age. A beautiful age. See, this is where these energies are coming to us to bring us into true status, to bring us into true reflection, to bring us to that higher consent. Because when I just said show my age, it's that's still based on the fear-based mentality of dualism, which is based on fear of death. Fear of death, because we think we're the ego. So you understand how important and valid every moment is, every thought, every belief, every aspect of the personality that you are still attending to. You can see it, by the way, but no longer attend to it. Understand its formation. So it's not like we're going to suddenly eliminate the mind, but we're going to understand the mechanics of it, and we're giving ourselves permission to override it, to instruct it, to have compassion and sensitivity and praise and recognition of that disease model, that that's what the world suffers from. So the more that we understand ourselves with compassion, the more that we unite with our sacred heart, with our wisdom, for ourselves, that's how we bring healing to the world. So it's a day of healing the healers, allowing your truth to be heard, to be honored, allowing all of the bumps and bruises to be expelled. Allowing the gifts of true reflection. Going beyond, receiving grace. And then, dear ones, allowing yourself the freedom for rebirth. Now, when I say rebirth, I feel expansion. So that means you will be seen by many. They're showing me like a drive-in movie. For others to see, for everyone to see the movie, they got to put the movie on the big screen. So there are some that are still hiding out in the shadows. Yeah, I heal, but don't tell too many people. Trust your divine path. Trust the path that your higher self has planned for you. As you dismiss charges to self, it's like every step is ordered. Trust the path. This is where we're bowing. We have a laundry list. I would like this. I would like that. But what I would like is my higher self's plan. So as we trust, as we allow, as we alter our value from being invested in our 3D beliefs, likes, dislikes, preferences, and increasing our sonship, recognition that what we're valuing is our wholeness, our truth, our connection to source. So as we seal this offering, as we seal this attunement, we do so in honor of all those that are affording a new reality along with us. In other words, as we're doing this, I'm literally seeing millions, and I do mean millions, that are receiving along with us. We never receive for ourselves in the singular. There is no singular. What we do for ourselves, we do for the one, we do for the many. So as we offer this to our brethren, as we offer this to our brothers and sisters, as we offer this new engagement to all those that are in places of influence, of serving Mother Earth and all our inhabitants, all the peoples of the earth, let all receive this place of new beginnings. Let all receive this place of new establishment. So see these energies bringing forth healing. See these energies bringing forth new revelations of self. And imagine yourself receiving this in easy focus. Because there's no separation, it does not have to be a hardship. It can be through grace, through ease. There are two especially where I've got to suffer, I've got to earn, I've got to show that I'm working hard. Seems to be what's being shown to you. Allow truth to be received. Let us pray. Know yourselves worthy, know yourselves entitled. Know yourselves ready. Ready. Ready to walk into a new landscape, ready to receive new timeline, ready to receive new codes. Ready to walk out of old beliefs, old conditioning. There's someone you're still afraid of showing someone up. Someone's very sensitive to you. Gosh, they almost feel like they have some kind of personality disorder or such. So in other words, it's like very strong pulls, very strong energy. So you hold back from your true self because it's like you got the subliminal messages where like, don't show me up, don't show me up. So you're committed. You're committed to that. That is what's gonna be offered to you, is the freedom of your entitlement. You wanna remember that there really are no other people. This is a dream consciousness. So it's your own ego. It's your own ego. It's just the way it played out in this incarnation that is kind of like keeping you down, it's almost like someone's sitting on you with the pillow. The more that you understand that you contracted to experience that, and then to your delight, open to your true inheritance. There's a reason you experience that. It has to do with the teachings that you will offer to others. So this isn't about victim, this isn't about blame. You contracted to experience that. But the more that you're aware that you're still responding to that, it will give you permission to readjust. As you receive guidance from your higher self, all you have to do is be willing to receive the guidance. They're showing me the Blossom card. She's got a big chi ball. You're very powerful. You've been using all your power to keep yourself small, quite frankly. That's okay. That's okay. Today's Liberation Day. Mary Magdalene's with you also. You wanted to know, is she? Yes, she is. All right, and for the rest of us, let's just take another moment. Thank you, everybody, for showing up, for standing tall, for opening to your truth, I very much honor you because this is like graduation day for a couple where you knew that if I show up, if I say yes, things are going to shift, and here you are. One person in particular is listening to the recording, and so remember, you may be listening what seems like later, but everyone's higher self that's going to receive this is here with us right now. Many more than they're saying we recall. Because again, we're all one. We're all one. And we're going to keep experiencing that in ways that will help us give ourselves permission to relax that belief in separation, the boundaries, the borders. All right. So again, thank you so much for coming, for participating. I was tracking my days. Tomorrow's Tuesday. So Tuesday at 12 p.m. is our regular a two-man and channeling group where we give the personal feedback, normal donation, followed by Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Then Friday again is the free attunement. Just to mention it, if you want to keep getting the attunements, you don't want the feedback or counting the pennies, whatever, you can join any group and just listen to the first part and click off, and or change the name to just listening like someone has here, and then I know not to call on you. So you're welcome to receive the energies for all the groups. And I think like it's like six times a week, I think we're up to. So there's a lot of opportunity to be our guest, to be our guest. So now is the time of establishing our new principle. In other words, anchoring in our light, holding in our light. We are the way showers, so we're finding our own way. And as we do that, we offer blessings to the world. So thank you so much, and much love and light to all. Thanks for joining. Oh, Jagdish, yes. So you can go to the front of the website, or just all the online groups is what I'm talking about. So any online group you can join and free of charge, and then just click off when we get to the questions and answers, and or I don't know how to change your name, but people seem to know how to do that, and just write listening, just so I know not to call on you. But if you can't figure that out when I call on you, you can say I'm just listening, Nicole, and we'll just say hi and click off, as simple as that. So you're free to receive the attunements six days a week. So thank you for asking. right, let me catch up with all the messages. Aw, thank you, everybody. Much love to everybody. Much love.